Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Francona. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wertz moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Strickland reaches third base with a triple. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Keogh moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Ted Williams. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Jensen scores. Keogh moves to third. Brewer moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Harshman now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Power reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona bunts towards the mound. Harshman throws to first for 1, and Wirtz throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Power scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Jones pinch hits for Billy Martin. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carol Hardy pinch runs for Willie Jones. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Jim Perry. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.